Hey guys, it has been a hot minute since we've had an episode of Social Media Secrets, but we were really busy with some crazy cool things, and I just wanted to give you guys an update, but also share with you some crazy takeaways from what has happened over the last month. You do not want to miss this episode, but first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, I'm excited to share a couple different things with you today. So first and foremost, we actually moved this month. And so one thing I have to say, if you have the choice between moving right before your live event, your annual massive live event, and not moving right before then, I would probably recommend not doing them right after another. It was kind of crazy because we still have partial boxes across the whole house. We have everything we need, but I was like kind of feeling a little panicky. I couldn't find like my favorite notebooks and the books that I was hoping to read before the event. And but it was such a great move. And I'm going to share with you guys a couple different things that we learned, not only in this move, but also going through the experience of our biggest live event yet, what went well, what could go better, some of the key takeaways that everyone had. Sorry if it's really echoey. The ceilings in here make it echoey. It's actually a really good room for singing. But okay, so first things first. So we moved into this house, and you know, this house, so we lived in a 1,200 square foot townhouse for, gosh, almost 6 years, pretty much the whole time we've been married. And we moved into this house, and it's so funny because like at first we were like, okay, this will be a really good home for a few years, and then we'll move into like the dream house, which for some reason had gotten really inflated. I think one of the things that happens is when you spend a lot of time with people who have been successful for a long time, you kind of start to forget, I guess, like you kind of lose touch with reality. And that sounds kind of funny, but one of the things that we did is, you know, when we moved into this house, we had always thought we would end up in a house that was like massive. And this is just real talk. So, I mean, if you're judging me based on this, whatever, totally fine, but maybe this podcast isn't for you. So one of the things that's really crazy though, is like, we always thought we'd end up in like a 7,500 square foot house or a 10,000 square foot house, like this absolute mansion. And as we moved into this house, it was really, really odd because as I walked into the front door, it has that full staircase, the one where I always imagine like our kids taking their prom pictures. It has a walk-in pantry. It has this beautiful dining room where we can have, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. And as we walk into the living room, the room that's really echoey, there's a two-story ceiling. It's how tall would you say the ceiling is, babe? 19 feet. It's a 19-foot ceiling, which is pretty good. Which is really tall, especially when you're only like 5'3", which I am. And I imagine this massive, you know, 15-foot Christmas tree in here. Like, it's just everything that we could have ever wanted is in this house. The master has like a walk-in closet. It's not like a Kardashian walk-in closet, but it's a walk-in closet, and it's beautiful, and it fits all our clothes so much better than anything we've ever had. And so like, as we were spending some time, it was about day two or day three of us being in this house when suddenly it was like, Paul and I looked at each other and we were like, this is it. There is nothing more that we not only need, but want. I mean, we learned what it means to actually like get away with less than you think you need in the 1200 square foot house for years, with five family members, plus my dad, plus a dog, plus my team coming over every day. That was a little tight, I'm not gonna lie. Could we have done it? Sure. But was it fun? Nope. But moving into this house, it was so crazy because at first we were like, oh, this will be a really good stepping stone for a couple years. And as we moved in, we were like, oh my gosh, this is everything we ever dreamed of. And it, as we started to move in furniture, we started to see like how happy our kids are here, and they're like dancing around. You can tell that the space just like freed them up They're so excited. I swear, like, we're waking up happier here. And I just wanted to share just kind of an interesting realization I had, because once we moved into this house, I realized we literally have everything that we could ever need. You know, we've got our health, we have our family, we have our family by choice. We have this house, we have our awesome dog. Like, that's not to brag. It's more like this crazy realization that when you're chasing big things and riches and mansions and Lambos and yachts, you kind of have to wonder, like, maybe there's a part of you that actually wanted it. And that's great. That's totally fine. It's okay to like those things. It's okay to want those things. But if there's a part of you that actually feels empty until you have those things, there might be something missing. And that's not a judgment on anybody. It's more of a reflection of my state of mind over the last few months and realizing, wow, like, this house is exactly what we needed, even though it was half the size of what we thought we would end up in. It's 4,700 square feet. But as we got into every single like floor of the house, I was like, every floor of this house, it's a three-story house, is the size of our old house. Like, there's, you guys, half of our cabinets and like pantries and stuff have nothing in it because we don't even have enough stuff to fill it, which is such a weird concept to me. And I'm sitting here like, what would we do with a house that's twice this size? Like, we'd never see each other. And there's something so cool about knowing, like, our kids are on the same floor as us as they sleep. And, you know, they come across the hall to our bedroom, you know, in the morning and say good morning. And I just, there was this huge, like, moment of realization. And even though I was going to talk about BossCon, I feel like this is really important and someone needs to hear this. There was a conscious choice that we made, and there was a realization in our last house, and there was always this weird like correlation between getting a better house and kind of like symbolizing that we've made it. And we kind of broke that a little bit. We had some crazy experiences with like trying to get a house last year and even 2 years ago, but there was this weird correlation. And I started to realize, like, if we can't be happy in a 1200 square foot house, we're doing something wrong, because we have a roof over our head and we have food in the fridge and we have beds to sleep in. Like, that's such an incredible blessing. And so we had chosen to become really, really content, cramped, but content in that house. And then when we moved into here, it was like this just like overflow of abundance and gratitude. And suddenly we realized, like, we don't need anything bigger ever. Like, I think we found our forever home. And so it was a really crazy experience to kind of go through that, I guess, like, realization of not needing more than what we have. Like, everything beyond this point is honestly just like amazing and gravy or frosting or gravy frosting, as I sometimes say. But there's nothing more that we need. And I really would challenge every person who listens to this, if this resonates with you, to start asking yourself, like, what do I really need? Like, what more do I actually need? And there's a chance that there are some things that you do need still in your life. For example, if you don't have reliable transportation, that's a worthwhile goal, because it gives you freedom of, you know, the peace of mind. If you need a little more money so that you guys can have a savings, like, or you have to learn how to budget better, that's totally fine. Peace of mind once again. But there's sometimes like this carrot that's dangled by so many people, like, oh, I live in a mansion, you know, like, I ride on yachts all the time, like, I am in a private jet, and like, that's all great, and that's cool. I'm sure that those things will happen in our lifetime. We've already done some of it, but it's not what defines us. What defines us is those moments in your house with your family, and am I able to be happy outside of success? Am I able to shut my computer and be excited to spend time with my family? So it was kind of crazy how like getting this house was kind of a confirmation of, okay, you're on the right track. Like, your priorities are in the right place. Your goals are in the right place, and you don't need anything more. The rest is going to be awesome and wonderful. But whenever, you know, sometimes people ask me, like, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, there's literally nothing I need. In fact, Paul and I actually don't get each other gifts for Christmas, and sometimes we skip birthdays too, because we literally have everything that we could ever need. So I just wanted to share that. I'm going to share another podcast in the next day or so that is a crazy dream that I had that was really vivid, and there's a warning and a deep, impactful message in it. And then I'll start to break down what happened at BossCon and what we learned from that. But I think that this was really important, and I don't know why I felt so compelled to kind of go on this little tangent today, but maybe there was someone who needed to hear it. And so I'm just going to trust that little prompting was true. So if this message wasn't for you, I hope you still appreciated it, but I have this gut feeling that somebody needed to hear this and needed this reminder today. Because I've needed this reminder many times over the years. So I hope you guys have an amazing day, and I'll catch you in the next episode with that incredible dream and ominous message. I'll catch you guys later. Sure.